Bulldozers pile up coal at the West Elk Mine, the lone survivor of three coal mines in the North Fork Valley on Colorado's western slope. The mine lies in Gunnison County, but the workforce comes from Delta County. Mark Rober is a Delta County commissioner.
Coal mining had always been a part of this county's economy. One time when the three mines were going, it was over 1,000 people employed in coal mining. High-paying jobs. You don't replace those overnight. Mountain Coal is now employing about 250.
Mountain Coal, a subsidiary of Arch Resources, is the operator of the West Elk Mine. As markets shift away from fossil fuels and coal prices dwindle, the West Elk is trying to expand. Without the expansion,
it will probably be done within 5 years.
Rober says following job and tax losses from coal, human service cases are up and schools are struggling. This expansion is wholly dependent on access to one parcel of land known as the North Fork Exception, which was designated in 2012 as part of the Colorado Roadless Rule, which protects over 4 million acres of national forest land from development. The North Fork Exception was carved out of the rule to allow for methane venting for workers' safety. The exception represents about one-half of 1% of overall roadless lands in the state. Conservation groups sued over the idea of an exception in 2012, and it has been tangled up in the courts ever since. Allie Melton is a staff attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the plaintiffs.
Right now, we are in a climate crisis. We unfortunately don't have any carbon budget left for mining coal and allowing millions of tons of methane emissions to go into the air. The exception ultimately is not conducive to that for us.
The West Elk Mine is the single largest source of methane pollution in Colorado. Fast forward to this April, the courts again sided with conservationists. But with COVID, the courts took months to toss out the exception. And in the meantime, the mine used this pandemic-induced lag to its advantage to build a mile of road and two pads. Word of the construction leaked to the public, and on June 16, protesters gathered outside the district ranger station in Paonia, a town to the west of the mine.
We are the public.
The state put a stop to additional construction before changing course and allowing more construction. Conservationists again appealed, and in October, the courts halted expansion again for now. Rober, the Delta County Commissioner, says this is a multifaceted issue.
The one side, I think, is looking at it as producing an energy source that is to keep this nation sovereign and a usable energy source, and jobs are included with that. The other side has kind of taken the stance of it ought to just be left as wilderness. No development is best for everybody. It's become an ideological battle, really, and that, to me, is unfortunate for locals.
Melton, with the Center for Biological Diversity, says the plaintiffs believe it is about the environment and a just transition away from fossil fuels.
We know that we are running out of time, regardless of climate. Coal plants across the country are being shut down. It's really just a matter of time. So the question is, what are we going to do with that so we can help communities move beyond?
The North Fork Valley's economy has been shifting from coal to renewable energy jobs, as well as agritourism and outdoor recreation. But Rober says he would like to see a slower transition that is guided by economics, not the courts.
We know that the mine won't last forever, but there is definitely another 10, 15 years at least, kind of time to grow into ourselves a little bit, as opposed to if they're done within the 5 years, it's just shutting the door. I worry a little bit about what happens when that happens.
Going forward, it will be the courts that decide whether the North Fork exception will be used for coal or left as it is. This is Chad Rich for KVNF.